Turn to picture 21. Boys and girls, we have been hearing stories from the Old Testament about Gideon and Samson. I hope you have learned some good things, haven't you? Well, now we are going to hear some stories from the New Testament. Many years after Gideon and Samson died, Jesus Christ was born to this world and he lived in the country of Israel. Can you ask your teacher to show you where Israel is on the map? Well, Jesus was born of a virgin, and he grew up and walked and talked and ate like you and I do. But he was God's son. One day, Jesus met a man who had many demons inside of him. Children, do you know what demons are? They are the workers of Satan who make trouble for people. Now, I think you already know that Satan is another name for the devil, and he is God's enemy. Now, when we hear of demons, we can become afraid, but I don't want you to be afraid. Keep listening to this story and see what happened. The demons inside this man were very strong, and when people tried to tie him with chains, the demons had the strength to break them. But when this man saw Jesus, he fell down in front of him and said, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" Do you know why this man did this, children? The demons inside of him made him to do it because they knew that Jesus was God, and that he was much more powerful than they were, and that they were frightened of him. Now, these demons begged Jesus not to send them to the abyss. Children, the abyss is a horrible place, a bit like a prison where all the demons and even the devil will be sent by God in the future. The demons asked Jesus to let them go into the herd of pigs who were nearby instead of going to the abyss. Jesus agreed to this, and the demons came out of the man and went into the pigs. Then all the pigs ran down the side of the hill into the lake and died. Children, you can see that the demons fear Jesus. Remember how I said that there is nothing greater than God's power. All other power are under him. The demons knew that Jesus is more powerful than Satan. Tell me, children, who do you fear? Many times we live in fear that the evil one will take us and do bad things to us if we do not obey him. We also hear of stories telling about the power of Satan in people's lives. But we should remember, children, that once we have Jesus in our hearts, there is nothing we should fear. Jesus' power is greater than all the evil power that we can think of or imagine. Now, boys and girls, let us sing this song. Greater is he that is in me.
Greater is he that is in me, oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me, oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
This is the end of picture 21.